at the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. My first visit here is with Sarah Hubbard with the organization. And Sarah, I know you're communications director. This is my second year to come to your summit, and looks like you got a great program this year. And I thought we'd first of all just talk first to why this summit. What's the purpose behind putting on this summit each year?
So this is our 11th annual stakeholder summit, and the driving purpose behind this annual meeting is to bring together leaders from across the food and agriculture industries to take a look at the hot button issues facing our, the future of food production. And this year, our theme is Real Farmers, Real Food, Celebrating Tradition and Technology, because we wanted to discuss the role that, you know, our heritage in agriculture plays today, and also the ever-evolving technologies that we rely on to feed our growing population.
Well, I can't agree more on the importance of those points there, especially the legacy that we have in our production agriculture to feed a growing population, and which we're going to continue to do. So looking at our program, just what are some of the highlights in terms of maybe a couple of speakers or type or topics that we'll be covering?
Well, we do have a pretty jam-packed program for you. This morning, we have some speakers focused on the legislative and regulatory aspects and those challenges and opportunities for agriculture. One in mind would be Mike Sheldon, who is a pork producer from the UK, who brings a very unique perspective in the way that Europe has adapted to increased regulation and the impact to producers there. So he'll be one of our leading speakers. We also have quite a few of media and consumer outreach-focused discussion panels this afternoon. One that I'm really excited about is entitled Bridging the Divide and Finding Common Ground. And we have representatives from PennAg Industries Association and Indiana Pork to talk about some of the innovative campaigns that they've been working on. And you might have heard of the Today's Agriculture exhibit that happened earlier this year at the Pennsylvania Farm Show. And then, of course, the Fair Oaks Farms great outreach they do, and they're now expanding into pork production to talk about the story of modern pork production.
Well, it's going to be a great conference. We're here today, tomorrow, and then once this conference closes, you move into a workshop for attendees who might want to attend there too. But we're also going to be doing maybe a little bit even more social media here to get the information out. One of those, or maybe I'll just go ahead and let you tell me the various ways that people can kind of follow along or contribute remotely if they can't be here.
Well, we will be live tweeting the event. Our hashtag is AAA12, and we hope to be able to share some of the insights that are shared by our speakers with a larger audience. So please follow us there. And, of course, the Animal Ag Alliance is also active on Facebook and YouTube, so you can connect with us on those platforms as well.
Great. Well, we're going to be doing that. I want to thank you, Sarah, and I also want to thank sponsors for AgWired's coverage this year once again, and that's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as well as the United Soybean Board. We will hear from both of those organizations during the course of our coverage here and in the days following. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.